Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner power and calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real for a sec, life can throw some serious curveballs. Between deadlines, relationships, that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to feel like you're just running on fumes. But here's the thing. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like trying to run a car without oil, eventually it's going to sputter and break down. And that's not how we want to live, right? We want to be running smoothly, feeling energized, and ready to tackle whatever comes our way. That's where self-care comes in. So, what exactly is self-care, and why should it matter to you? It's basically anything that helps you recharge, de-stress, and feel good both mentally and physically. Think of it as your personal toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life. It's about honoring your needs and prioritizing your well-being because, let's face it, you deserve to feel amazing. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of self-care. 1. Listen to your body. Ever notice how sometimes you just need a nap? Or maybe your stomach is grumbling because you're actually hungry, not just bored. Learning to recognize your body's signals is crucial. Pay attention to those little cues: fatigue, hunger, stress, and don't ignore them. 2. Make time for me time. We all have that friend who constantly says they're too busy. But guess what? Busyness isn't always a badge of honor. It's okay to carve out time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Read a book, take a walk, listen to your favorite music, whatever brings you joy and helps you unwind. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good too. Even a short walk or some stretching can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Think of it as a way to release those pent-up emotions and clear your head. And hey, dancing around your living room counts too, no judgment here. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who lift you up and make you laugh. Spending time with loved ones can be incredibly nourishing for the soul. And remember, it's okay to set boundaries with those who drain your energy. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a bit woo-woo, but trust me, it works. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or appreciating the little things around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and finding a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up at work. Your mind is racing with thoughts. What if I mess up? What if they don't like my ideas? It's easy to get caught in a spiral of anxiety, right? But here's where self-care steps in. Maybe you take a few deep breaths before the presentation, visualizing yourself confidently delivering your message. Or perhaps you go for a walk to clear your head and come back feeling refreshed and focused. You could even treat yourself to a healthy lunch or listen to your favorite playlist afterwards, celebrating your accomplishment no matter the outcome. By prioritizing self-care in that moment, you're not just preparing for the presentation, you're taking care of your overall well-being and setting yourself up for success. Remember, folks, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up for yourself and making your mental well-being a priority. By incorporating these simple practices into your daily routine, you can build inner resilience, manage stress more effectively, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. So, go out there and be kind to yourselves. Take those walks, listen to that music, treat yourself to that delicious cup of coffee, whatever brings you joy. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence so you never miss an episode. And if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little dose of self-love. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.